You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders podcast network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal and Engineer Jim back here in our beautiful, very, very, very nice studio here at Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review, brought to you by the good people at Coors Light. And before we get into it, and we welcome our guest this week, Hunter Renfro, very excited about that. Shout out Third and Renfro one time. But before we do that, I just want to paint a picture ever so quickly. So you guys know that we've been back in our studio for about a month, maybe a little bit longer than that. We'll call it a month for the sake of round numbers. And we're still very much in our like exploratory phase of all the cool gizmos and gadgets and things that we can do. And so today, and it truly bums me out that you guys can't see this, so we've changed the lights ever so slightly, and they're dimmer. And I gotta be honest with you, I feel like I'm in like an Usher music video from the early 2000s. I feel like I need a little champagne, perhaps some caviar, some of the finer things, light a couple candles, which I have been told that we're not allowed to have open flames in here, but if we were, I think it would match the ambiance that we have created here, and it is pretty spectacular. It is it feels right. Like, I know it's not technically dark. As I look outside, the sun is it's starting to go down, so it's not fully dark, but it definitely feels like we're doing Upon Further Review after dark, and I like it, and I'm here for it. And joining us on Upon Further Review after dark, Hunter Renfro. The nicest guy ever. Third and Renfro is our guest today. And before we welcome him in, and we'll do that in just a second, I was looking at the calendar today. And I find myself looking at the calendar a lot because, look, we're all looking forward to something at this point. You know, 2020 is mercifully behind us. And now we're planning out the future. And we're not moving as quickly as I think we'd like to get into that future. But we are moving. So I was looking at the schedule today, and as this comes out on a Thursday morning, Thursday being the 18th of February, we are now officially less than a month out from the start of the new league year, which means free agency. That is right, my friends. On March 17th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon East Coast time, so 1 o'clock out or here for us out west, we will officially kick off the 2021 NFL league year. We will kick off free agency. We will be able to have signings and transactions and moves and just excitement. And that's pretty cool, man. I am excited for that. And it just feels like for us that the season wrapped up. And when the season ends and it ends the way that our season unfortunately ends without going to the postseason, you're sitting there and you're just waiting. You're waiting. When is the league year going to start? When will free agency open? And thankfully, we are getting closer. And usually in normal times, we would have the combine to kind of break up this lull for us. But because of the health concerns and the reality of the world that we're living in, no traditional combine this year, I should say. There will be more of a focus on pro days, regional type work, and obviously everything, well, so many things in terms of this process, the scouting process will be done virtually, which I totally understand. But my point is this, no combine. So now we're just waiting and we are all watching the calendar, watching the days turn until we return to exciting, legitimate football. And as crazy as it sounds, it's coming sooner than you think. And I cannot wait. And speaking of things that I cannot wait to see in 2021, the number one thing I hope to see in 2021 is all you guys. I haven't seen you in forever. I haven't seen anyone in years. And I'm sad, but I'm excited because I think it's coming soon. But something else that I'm excited to see in 2021 is our guest this week, Hunter Renfro, entering year three now as a member of the Silver and Black. Obviously, year two was a Raider, but he was drafted in Oakland. So year three for the Hunter Renfro experience. Hunter was, if you guys watch the video portion of this podcast, which will also come out tomorrow, I guess technically today, for those of you who are listening to it, duh. But we caught up with Hunter. He was down in the field house, I should say. And we got to just kind of hang out and break bread with him virtually, of course. And we hit on all topics. with Third and Renfro. We talked about his 2020, the challenges that he had in 2020, the challenges this offense had, specifically these rookie wide receivers, the challenges that they had to deal with entering a season as NFL newbies, trying to figure out how do I be a professional, not having access to the facility, no training, well, an abbreviated training camp, no preseason. And Hunter was such a good, he was such a good resource for us, just in the sense that he isn't that far removed from living that life. A year ago, just over now, Hunter was a rookie in the NFL trying to figure it out. So he was the perfect guy to ask about this, to kind of compare and contrast his rookie seasons to what the guys had to deal with in 2020. And like I said, Hunter is just one of our favorite dudes, a really good guy. And I think that a guy who's going to have a bigger role in this offense going forward, and as you will hear, hopefully on special teams as well. So without further ado, enjoy our conversation with Hunter Renfro. And joining us today on Upon Further Review is third-year wide receiver Hunter Renfro. And I can say that now as he heads into his third year. And first off, Hunter, how are you, brother? I know that you're in Vegas right now, but what do the off-season plans look like for you?
Yeah, it's been good. I feel like I'm not in my third year yet. I still have a whole off-season. I got to get better. I got to keep improving. And then once we hit fall camp, I'll be in my third year. But I got a lot of work to finish off my second year. But it's been good, yeah, just being around Vegas, being able to just finally be in one place. Last year we were in Oakland and then went home for a little bit and kind of were scrambling, but it's been awesome to be able to be at the facility, work out with some of the guys, and continue to improve and just be in one spot. So it's been amazing, and hopefully that we can get better this offseason. And me and my wife actually just had our little girl a few weeks ago, so we were here for a couple weeks, and then she'll get all her shots and everything, and then probably end of March, April, sometime in there, we'll go home for a little bit and spend some time at home, and then start back up with OTAs and get everything going. So a little of both, but certainly here for the majority of it.
Oh, congratulations, Hunter, man. That is very, very cool. Daddy Renfro. So how is life as a dad?
It's been great. It's been really good because my wife's been staying up, feeding her, and I haven't had to stay up too many nights. You know, she's done a great job. But it's just amazing going through the process and seeing a child be born. I mean, it's an unbelievable experience. And so many people go into it, and every child is so special. And that's what's so cool is to when you see people and you see random people around you, it's like, dang, they all went through this. They all had this happen to them, and this is how they came into the world. And there were so many people that were part of it. So it's special. It's a special experience.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. A little bit of positivity, a little bit of light in a time when I know so many people are struggling. So congratulations, dude. That's very cool. But looking back to 2020, Hunter, on the field specifically, I know that last year was such a bizarre year in so many ways, but did you feel more comfortable on the field than you did as a rookie?
Definitely. I for sure did. It was weird not having fans, but there's also a purity of the game. Not having fans out there, you just got out there and play football, and you could hear the defense talking. You could kind of process things without all the craziness going on, which we love fans and they're such a great part of the game, but sometimes it's just hard to think with them out there. You know, there's a lot of distractions, so it was cool to be able to just have the purity of the game, like I said, and then everything just start to slow down, and you could hear actually Derek say audibles instead of having to use code words and having to use hand signals. You were able to hear them, and then you were able to process things and go do it. So it was a different year, but it was a lot different, and I would say a little easier than year one for sure.
And Hunter, we've talked to so many people about this, yourself included, about that transition from college into the NFL as a rookie. And even under the best of circumstances, it is a really, really hard transition. But when you think back to last year and you think about those guys in your room, specifically Henry Ruggs and Bryan Edwards, and everything that they had to go through coming into the NFL, you don't have you have a training camp, but it's a different kind of camp. You don't have an offseason program. You have no preseason. And then boom, all of a sudden it's week one and you're expected to go out there and perform. And let's not forget, Hunter, that it wasn't that far long ago that you were a rookie in their shoes trying to assimilate and get ready for life in the NFL. And I imagine that for you watching them, I mean, it must have been just such a challenge for these guys in 2020, all things considered.
Yeah, it was. And two, you're playing for a coach like Coach Gruden, who is an amazing coach. He does so many things well. But it takes a little longer than some to be able to understand all his verbiage and everything. And so coming in for a rookie, for me personally, it helped me big time having the OTAs, having the spring practice, and then having the fall camp like it was, being able to get away from people. It helped me tremendously. If I didn't have that, I don't know if I could have gone out there and even lined up right. And so what Brian and Henry were able to do this year at the wide receiver position, I thought was incredible. They may not have had the stats that maybe some people want them to, but they had a great foundation and they laid a great foundation. And they're just poised for a great second year because they have a full offseason and able to get an understanding of the playbook, all the verbiage, and now they can see the technique and how to go do it. And so I'm excited to watch them. I think people are going to be very surprised in year two with them.
You know, and I guess the great part now headed into 2021, Hunter, is that you could throw anything at these guys. You could throw anything at Brian and Henry and the rest of the rookies. Well, I should say now, second year guys. And they'll be like, look, this is so much easier than what we had to deal with in 2020. But just as a team, Hunter, when you look back at it, I mean, I know you guys weren't alone in this, but there was so much constant mixing and matching of going through the COVID protocols. Guys are in and guys are out. And I know it's not easy to have to go through that. And like I said, I know you guys aren't alone in that, but I mean, can you just talk about what kind of challenge that was to try to find any type of cohesion, not only just as an offense, but really from 1 to 53?
No, that's the NFL. That's what I've come to realize the last couple of years. That's the NFL. And so you have a good core group of guys and you have additions and subtractions for sure. But that's why the leadership on the team, the people you know are going to be there, you got to follow suit after them because they set the tone, they set the culture, and they practice, they set how you're going to practice, how you're going to perform. And so just leaning on those guys, seeing those guys, how they go to work every day, how they talk to people, how they go about their business, is something that young players can learn, but also veterans can learn. I mean, we're learning from everybody. Everyone's learning from each other. And I think we look to the leadership on this team for that.
So you look at Hunter Renfrow, the punt returner, as a rookie, and only a few opportunities to do it, but then that number explodes to over 20 from last year, or so I should say two last year. So how does Hunter Renfrow become the de facto punt returner for the Silver and Black?
Yeah, I'd never done it really before. I didn't really do it in college much. I was always the fair catch guy. They put me back on safe because they knew I was going to catch it. So it was a new thing for me. You know, I didn't think I'd have that many new things going into my second year in the NFL that I haven't done in my life, you know, in football at least. But very new, very different, but something that I loved, and it was a lot of fun. And I think the front line did a tremendous job all year. I mean, you watch different teams and then you watch the Raiders. There's a big difference between catching a ball and having guys in your face and having 20 yards to run. And I just can't thank the front line, everybody on the punt return team for keeping me safe. And I think my wife and my daughter would appreciate that as well.
And I got to be honest with you, man, seeing you return those punts were some of my most favorite, excitable moments of the games all through 2020. And look, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't know, Hunter, but you know, you're not the biggest guy out there. And just seeing you attack the special teams unit the way that you did and the way that you did it with such courage and such bravery. I mean, dude, I got to be honest. It was a lot of fun to watch you do that last year.
Yeah, no, it was a blast. And like I said, they did a great job up front. They gave me a lot of freedom to just go out there and have fun. I knew it's a chance to impact the game. And I know they're blocking their tails off. So for me, I just had fun back there and just played hard. You know, I was trying not to get hit hard. I was just trying to run away from people, get down, and maybe I can do a little better job that next year, learning, knowing what to get down. But it was a blast. It was like I was playing in the backyard again.
And look, and when you look at the punt return, and regardless of what team you're playing for, I imagine that has to be one of these scariest kind of just moments or plays for a player, because look, you look down, you get the ball, and you got 11 guys running full speed ahead trying to take your head off. And look, I know that you did a great job of you know, taking care of the ball and, you know, kind of excelling in that role. But geez, I imagine there's a few moments out there throughout the game where you're like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different experience, but like I said, it really does remind me of the backyard playing growing up when you didn't have pads on and you're playing with all these guys that are older than you, older brothers, friends of brothers, and you're getting smacked around, you have no pads on. So thankfully I have pads on to keep me safe.
And just wrapping it up with Hunter Renfrow. And Hunter, I know that, you know, the NFL does such a good job of kind of making sure there's, you know, quote, no offseason. And I know it feels like the Super Bowl just ended and our season ended a little bit prior to that. But it really does feel like the league does such a good job of making sure that there is constantly news. There are constantly events, the draft, free agency, things like that, always coming down the pipeline. So I wonder, for a guy in your position now, headed into year three with a little experience under your belt, do you pay attention to those moves at all? Are you kind of keeping your ear, the ear to the Twitter streets and seeing what's going on? Or do you kind of check out and say, hey, guys, I'll see you, you know, I'll see you at training camp, or I'll see you during the offseason program, and we'll get to work there.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you always see who we're targeting, free agency, the draft. But at the same time, I'm not going to be the best player that I can be if I'm focused on other things. And so I think for this offseason, especially for me, I'm trying to just keep my blinders on, like a horse, you know, a racehorse. He has the blinders on. He doesn't really see what's going on around him. He's staying focused. And so that's kind of been my mentality, and just focus on what I control and focus what I can get better on, because I have so much that I can improve on, and I can't wait to I'm in the process of working on it, but I can't wait to get to fall camp next year and be able to showcase a little bit.
Yeah, and we're definitely excited to see it. Well, Hunter, congratulations on a really nice 2020. Congratulations on a new healthy addition to the family. That is really, really cool. And just congratulations on everything you got cooking right now. It's an exciting time to be a fan of the Silver and Black, and it's an exciting time to be Hunter Renfrow. So we will see you soon. And I keep telling you, one of these days it will happen. But hopefully the next time that I see you, I won't be in the little box. We'll be doing this in real life. And we can laugh about this and talk about the craziness that was last year. So Hunter Renfrow, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
And congratulations once again to Papa Renfrow. Hunter the dad now, Hunter the wide receiver, but I have a feeling that the dad title is something that is going to be a lot more important to him going down the line. So congratulations to him and his wife. Congratulations on the new healthy baby. And man, that is really exciting. In a year where we've been looking for good news, in a year where we have been just dying to find something positive, that was pretty cool to hear from Hunter that him and his wife have a new addition to the family. And because of that, that segues me perfectly into this. Now, I've gotten away from this, and it hurts me deeply, because I have no one to blame but myself. I haven't cracked a nice cold Coors Light on this program in much too long. It's been a couple weeks, I think. And obviously, it's a little harder when the great Kyle Martin Media isn't here, and, you know, I don't have someone to kind of drink these ice-cold beers with. But before we get out of here today, I crack a single ice-cold Coors Light to Hunter Renfrow and his brand new, beautiful, growing family, a healthy baby in the mix. So exciting. So this ice cold Coors Light is for Hunter, his wife, their new child. Just, I love it. Like I said, in a time when we need positivity, when we need a little light in the darkness, that one's for them. So, Freddie Pascal, Engineer Jim, our guest this week, the aforementioned Hunter Renfrow, our friend Alexandra behind the glass, making us sound so much better than we actually do in real life, and everyone else at Silver and Black Productions who helps get our little program from A to Z. We thank you deeply, humbly, and oh so sincerely. And we will catch all of you guys next week for another episode of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
Touchdown, Las Vegas.
Since starting Allegiant some 20 years ago, we've flown more than 100 million people to be with those they love. We're pilots, flight attendants, and technicians, but we're also parents, spouses, and neighbors. And just like you, we're excited to reconnect with the people and places that matter most. That's why we're going the distance for health and safety, on the ground and in the air. Because the further we go now, the safer it'll be to go farther tomorrow. Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Low fares, nonstop flights, only at Allegiant.com.